Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Louisa Show on today, June the 20th at 1 p.m. We do hope that you have something to write with, to jot down the information that we're going to share. And also, we want to tell you at the top of your page, you should see the word follow. It would be good to click that on so that the next time you will receive an alert for the next show. So first, we want to start off by letting you know that we are inviting you to call in. That number is 563-999-3694. That's 566-999-3694. We want you to call in and talk about your story. Share what is on your mind as it relates to domestic violence or being abused, or if something is going on within your relationship with your husband or your partner or your spouse, and that you just cannot put your finger or your hand on what is wrong. The number is 563-999-3694. And until someone calls in, I will continue to talk so that I may share information. We want to also give you the National Domestic Violence Hotline phone number and the ways to contact them. They are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The number is 800-799-7233. You may also text the word START to 88788. That's 88788, and you text the word START. You may also chat live, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. The service is anonymous and a one-time confidential contact between you, the user, and an advocate on the other end of the line. They will be asking no identifying information. Your safety is always first when you call the National Domestic Violence Hotline or contact them by any means I have given you. Also, there are many people that call into the hotline. There are people that call in that are concerned about family members, friends, survivors call in, and abusers themselves even call in to seek information on how to change themselves. Your call is confidential, and the advocates are guided by the hotline consent and ethics policy. Now, we said today we wanted you to call in, share your story. No personal identifying information is needed. This is an opportunity for you to clear your mind, free your thoughts of the what ifs, and get your self-esteem back. You know, for several months, we've been talking about self-esteem and how important that is to one's self-respect, how you feel about yourself, your self-worth, and your abilities. So we would like you to call in. Meanwhile, anyone is welcome that's listening to go back to the beginning of the show when we started, I think, almost 2 years ago, so that you may learn some of the red flags that we discussed when it comes to domestic violence, whether it's physical abuse or verbal or emotional, psychological abuse. And I think for probably 6 or 7 months, we've really been talking about psychological abuse, which is emotional and verbal abuse. So, once again, that number to call in is 563-999-3694. Also, we want you to know that we will try to mention the other information to reach the National Domestic Violence Hotline throughout the show. So let us start by saying this. We're just going to be rehashing and reviewing some of the information that we've already talked about just to bring you up to date or remind you of some things. Not all abusive relationships involve physical violence. Just because you're not battered, bruised doesn't mean you're not being abused. Many men and women feel abused. No, there are no boundaries to anyone that can be abused. A child, teenagers, young girls, young boys, men, women, there is no discrimination. So to go back to say that people who suffer from emotional abuse, which is no less destructive than a physical violent abuse, but unfortunately, emotional abuse is often minimized or overlooked, even by the person experiencing it. And the reason is because you're not aware in the beginning that you're being emotionally abused, and by the time you find out, you are all the way into being trapped into this emotional, mind-blowing relationship. Because the aim of emotional abuse is to start with small things to chip away at your feelings of your self-worth and your independence, leaving you feeling that there's no way out of the relationship, or that without your abusive partner, you have nothing. Emotional abuse, listen at this, it includes yelling, name-calling, blaming, shaming, isolation, intimidation, and controlling behavior. These are all forms of emotional abuse. That's why we say call in. Free yourself of the thoughts of what if or what's going on. The scars of emotional abuse are very real and they run deep. You may think that physical abuse is far worse than emotional abuse, since physical abuse can send you to the hospital and leave you with physical wounds. But emotional abuse can be just as damaging, sometimes even more so. Remember, an abuser's goal is to control you. They will use whatever means they are able to use to control you. And there is something else that I want to say. Children who witness domestic violence may develop serious emotional, behavioral, developmental, or academic problems. As children, they may even become violent themselves or withdrawn. Some act out at home or at schools while others try to be the perfect child. Children from violent homes may become depressed and have low self-esteem. As they develop, children and teens may grow up with domestic violence in the household. So, and we also want you to know that some people witness domestic violence in their own families growing up. Some adults discuss this and some do not. Abuse is a learned behavior that is used to break down equality in the relationship to make the partner feel less valuable and undeserving of self-respect. No matter how an individual have learned how to perform abusive acts, it's no matter whether they grew up with it in the household or they saw someone doing it or they heard someone talking about it. An individual makes their own choice to do so, and they can choose not to do so. Anyone can be abusive, and anyone can be abused. The feelings of confusion, fear, and anger, and not knowing if you are right or wrong, that something is going on in the relationship that is not normal. So what you need to do is call the domestic violence hotline, send them a text, chat, just to get it off your chest. You're even able to call in here at 563-999-3694, or you can text 88788, the word START, to the National Domestic Violence Hotline. You may also call 800-799-7233, and you may also chat online to thehotline.org, and they are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, I think beginning 2 weeks ago, I mentioned that the Women's Department of the Church of God in Christ is starting an 800 number, which starts today, and I'm going to give you that number. I tried the number today, and unfortunately, open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., but no one answered when I was calling, and it finally got to the message telling me to leave a message. So I'm going to give you this number, but at the same time, you have a domestic violence number that you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And what the Women's Department, International Women's Department of COGIC is doing is they are trying to make a difference in the lives of others. You call in, they're only going to listen to what you have to say, and they will offer you prayer. This is their mission that they're seeking out to do for others. If you're struggling with your sexuality, they have no judgment. They're not going to judge you. If you're feeling depressed or suicidal, you can call them. But also you can call the domestic violence hotline, which is 800-799-7233. We only have 3 minutes left, and I wanted to share some other information. When we first started the show, I gave you statistics on domestic violence from 2022. Guess what? The statistics are still the same, but I still want to just share you just a little bit of information. On an average, nearly 20 people per minute are physically abused by an intimate partner in the United States. And on a typical day, there are more than 20,000 phone calls placed to the domestic violence hotline. One in three women and one in four men have experienced some form of physical violence by an intimate partner. One in four women, one in nine men experience severe partner physical violence, stalking with impacts of injury, fearfulness, and post-traumatic stress disorder. So this is very serious, and it's nothing to take for granted. For most people, emotional abuse can be difficult to recognize because it can have less clear boundaries than physical or sexual abuse. Individuals who engage in abusive behavior often make conscious and unconscious attempts to control others, to question themselves, and doubt their own experience. As a result, individuals who receive and experience emotional abuse often suffer silently in confusion and psychological distress. Understanding the unhealthiness of emotional abuse can enable and empower you to recognize when emotional abuse is taking place and how to take appropriate action against it. Emotional abuse is an attempt to use highly charged emotions to control the actions of another person by undercutting their sense of self, self-confidence, and our mental health. As I stated, you may go back to the beginning of when we started broadcasting, and you may see the red flags that you are able to pass on to others. Remember, abuse is a learned behavior. So what you want to do is shift power, have the power shifted back to you, those of you that have been affected by abuse. Please pass this information on to others. Don't forget to click the follow link so that you may follow the show. And once again, I thank you. And see you on next week. Have a great day.